Foley. Their highs of 14 to 17 degrees. Today FM News, I'll have more at 3.
Ben, thank you indeed. Much love, much obliged. I'm obligated. Obligated to you. I'm obliged to you? Am I obliged to the,
neither, probably.
I mean,
much obliged.
I'm in your debt and I'm much obliged to you.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
The heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
They're the world's most fearsome fighting team.
We're really hip.
They're heroes in the half shell and they're green.
Hey, get a grip.
When the evil shredder attacks, these turtle boys don't cut them no slack. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Splinter taught them to be ninja teams.
This is a radical rap.
Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
Raphael is cool but rude. Give me a break.
Michelangelo is a party dude. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
Splinter taught them to be ninja teens.
Yeah.
They're heroes in a half shell and they're green.
All correct so far, yeah.
I have a question. Can I ask a question? How radical was Splinter? Was he like part of the sort of radical left?
Well, when
was
you
he part of the Occupy movement?
When you consider he was a talking Japanese.
Yeah.
Human-sized rat.
Yeah.
Living underground. Raising four teenage turtles. I mean, by any measure, that's pretty radical, I'm sure you'll
fair.
Agree.
All fair.
So, so you put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Hey, it's come the Hero Turtles. Super Striker Hero Turtles. Yeah,
guess the language.
It's
German, I think.
Season Einstein Ultra High 16. A logo.
A loco.
Oh, yeah.
We were out last night. I've got bad news. I broke me fast. This is just lazy radio now, by the way.
Very lazy.
Text in your favourite theme tunes and we'll play them on the radio. Remember telly. Please, Bob.
Now, please welcome the host of Blockbusters, Bob Holness.
Very nice. Blockbusters for you on Lazy Radio this afternoon. It's Friday on Today FM.
And here's our host, Les Dawson.
Dawson presented it. I forgot about that. We were out celebrating last night because we're the greatest show in Irish radio in the history of all Irish radio.
Well.
You gotta celebrate your victories. You gotta celebrate your wins. Yeah, after the great listenership numbers, which really is it's all down to you, our beloved listener. Nothing to do with us. The meat in the Pamela Matt sandwich. It's a delicious sandwich, actually. Yes, yeah. Do you know what I mean? Except for the meat. It's a lovely sandwich. I think I'd go vegan with that kind of a meat in a sandwich. Yeah, so I'm off the drink for November.
Yeah.
But we made an exception for one night only. Just because you got to be able to celebrate. Yeah. It's a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing. And it's so rare in my career when I've had successes. It's important to go out. Here's what I'm going to do, though. I'm going to go drive for an extra day for the 1st of December.
Oh.
Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe it myself. Suddenly I'm up on top of the world. It should have been somebody.
P and I in the pub, 12:30 last night, singing this to each other.
Flying away on a wing and a prayer.
in the loo.
Arm in arm.
Believe it or not, it's just me.
JP, I love you, man.
I love you right back.
Came for a show, let's give them a show. Foley at todayfm.com.
Cash machine.
Yeah, our email is Foley at todayfm.com. That's your lazy radio for Friday. Guys, 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 welcome on in. My voice is kind of a little slippery today. Hey, cash machine total, here's your last chance to get in. You got 50 minutes. Text. Ba-da-ba-da.
For you, I guess you moved on really easily.
Olivia Rodrigo, I'm good for you. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Oh, and Kelly Ocho in there as well. Yeah, Pitbull, I know you want me.
I know you want me. And even if you don't, I'm convinced you do.
Much like my career, I suppose, really, isn't it? It's like your radio is kind of how, it's the whole premise of a radio presenting, really. It's kind of like, you probably don't, but I'm going to act as if you do want me.
Right.
And it's kind of working out so far anyway.
Pretty good, yeah.
According to the latest statistics.
Oh, God.
The gang's all here. Hello. Good day, friends. Text or WhatsApps 0874-100-102. Let's be having your info for Friday. That's me. There's JP.
How are you doing?
And we're out last night. Yeah, off technically off the booze, but for one night only. There was a celebratory sort of cross-company night last night for the listenership figures, and we kind of thought, you know what, we'd go. So, because we'd reason to celebrate. Usually, actually, in these things, it's like other people celebrating, and we let them do their own thing. So it was across. So all the stations were there, like Off the Ball and News Talk, and Spin Radio, Spin 038. 98 FM and Today FM. It was a kind of a mixed company station thing. But really what it was me and JP, two middle-aged men, and all the kids from Spin.
It was a mixed crowd.
That's all it was, really. How old are you? You're 15. You're 15.
Can I see some ID?
Are you allowed in here? They're asking us to buy them fags.
Pretty sure I bought a round of my waddies.
7 Cokes, 7 bags of cheese and onion. Sit down there and shut up.
I want bacon fries.
Sit down. The grown-ups are talking.
Steve K in the corner nursing a whiskey, a solitary whiskey on his own.
And
old man K.
Oh, man. Good night out. Good night out.
Great.
Good to celebrate. I've only got one complaint, really, about the night.
Oh, really?
Overall, yeah. And I suppose, who did we complain to? Who organised them? Was it Chris that organised them?
It would be Chris.
Could you send an email to Chris? Like, you write up an email.
Hang on.
You get your word processor out there, yeah?
Will do, yeah. Because I thought it went off without a hitch for the most part.
There was a hitch. How many people were there? Like 40, 50 people?
About that, yeah.
Between 40 or 50 people, there were 3 platters of pub grub. 3 platters of finger food. Yeah. Dear sir or madam, to whom it concerns. Are you getting this?
Yeah, comma.
Ray Foley.
Yeah.
Is incensed.
Is that with a C or an S?
I don't know, you have to check
both,
this.
Whatever.
Raging,
yeah.
That Amir, I'm putting put Mir in capital
Amir
letters.
Amir was there.
No, that Amir, M-E-R-E. Amir was off, he's on holidays this week.
Yeah.
He's gone home for the week.
Works in IT. Grand, I'm typing.
Amir, M-E-R-E.
Getcha.
3 platters.
3 platters, yeah.
Of finger food.
How many exclamation marks do you want on that?
Was laid on for the glorious celebration. Glorious celebration of Mr. Foley's have you disconnected the, what's going on there? Go again.
That's because Amir's off. I need to get onto tech.
Mr. Foley, why is there a USB unplugging sound on your typewriter?
It's weird, it's one of the newer ones.
Mr. Foley's once in a lifetime legendary listener figures.
Quite a long message, actually.
Three platters of finger food is insufficient for a man of Mr. Foley's girth and stature and standing in the business. Yours, hungrily, John Paul Gilburn.
Oh, you're blaming me.
Disgraceful, carry on.
I think I had about 17 cocktail sausages.
I cornered one of the platters.
Exclusively.
And there was this young fella, where was he, News Talk or something? He kept reaching over my shoulder for the odd cocktail sausage. He was looking to get away with his fingers, I swear to God.
Get away!
That's my sweet chili sauce. Disgraceful, carry on though. Insufficient platters on the night out. And in terms of the media coverage then of the numbers yesterday, do me a favour, look up so type in Ray Foley, evoke.ie, E-V-O-K-E .ie,
gotcha.
Right, and look at the look at the picture they used of me.
Do I click on the link where it says Ray Foley's waffly nonsense proves a hit in radio figures?
Absolutely, that's the story.
What are you wearing? What is happening? Why are the thumbs up? Who is this man? How old is this photo?
That's a photo from about 15 years ago. And I'm saying this now to all the media. That's the photo I want you to use of me from now on. That's a photo 15 years and 4 stone ago. Use that photo from henceforth. I want the entire world to be fooled into thinking that's what I look like on evoke.ie. Thanks to the journalist Brioni Jewell. Brioni Jewell.
Brioni,
yeah. And shout out to Gráinne Seoighe as well, who commented on my Insta. She said, Ray and JP, unreal. She liked the news of the listenership figures, yeah. Gráinne Seoighe writes, Ray and JP, !! Unreal. And then in brackets, absolutely unbearable today, I'd say.
Correct.
She's got me in one. That woman knows me too well. Mika, Grace Kelly at Today FM. We'll do the roll call after this. Turn it up. Do I attract you? Do I repulse you with my queasy? Mika and Grace Kelly. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. Ka-ching. Oh, 874 100 102 for your roll call this afternoon. Jump on in. What's going on? This thing jumps up. Gosh, you're looking. Come on, it's your roll call. I'm Ray. There's JP. 0874 100 102. Lads, I've reached Friday and I'm in a heap. Padder on show. Padder, good to have you. And I know the feeling, love. Feeling the very same way after a late night last night. On show, Ray, can you say hello to the McAvoys who are on the way to Granny Fiona's in Cork for the weekend? Love the show. Hey, from Mammy McAvoy. Hello to all the McAvoys. Lots of love. Ray, Joe the Sparky on show with Sinbad and Dennis doing a bit of wiring for a Friday. Those lads are pure wired. They're electric. They're electrifying.
They're buzzing.
Deadly buzz, guys. Rachel's over there, Rachel.
Jesus, Ray, only 3 platters of food for that amount of people.
I know, it's ridiculous, right? Well, there was only, actually, technically, there was like 40 people there, as we said.
Yeah.
3 platters of food.
Yeah.
So by that mathematics,
yeah,
that's 2 platters of food.
For 39
people. For 39 people, when you think about it.
When you do the numbers.
Sorry, Rachel, I interrupt, I digress.
It's too bad you had no mushroom soup.
It's a pity, I did ask for some mushroom soup, but They were fresh out. Ray, can I lock in a 12-month subscription to your show after your recent success? With the price of everything going up, I want to lock in a fixed rate for the next 12 months. I can only give you to the end of the year, Brian. Before you jack up your prices, Brian and Shot in Meath. Right, good to have you. And Ray, I broke my sober November and my wife said that I have to do 2 extra days in December. Tell Marie or Mary it's not happening, from Ed in Killarney. Ed, it's Ed and Mary, it's 1 extra day, I'll have you know.
Ray Foley.
I'm doing, because I broke the rules last night for one night only to celebrate, so I'm going to be a good boy for 1 extra day. I'm back on the dry this weekend, God help us. I'll play Dermot Kennedy next. Thinking so, this is Today FM. playing the music you love. It's the radio. That was amazing, actually, wasn't it?
Well, was amazing is funny. Come on
for,
now.
For me, like...
It was good, yeah.
For me, it was amazing.
No, it wasn't. And you're great.
Playing the music you love. How you doing? Raise my name. There's JP.
How are you?
Right, what have I got for you? This is a seagull story. A woman who claims she is best friends with a seagull has been left injured after the bird broke into her home. This is Hayley Binnington. She's 41 years of age. She saw her pal. The Sun describing it as her pal. Hayley Binnington, 41, quote, saw her pal crash into her West Sussex flat before he took a bite out of her nose. At what point in any relationship, when your friend breaks into your home and bites you on the nose, is it still a friendship? At what point do you just go, no, this is toxic? There's only one of us.
I need you out of my life.
There's only one of us getting something out of this relationship, and it's you. This is not fair. This is not 50-50. This is not equitable. There's even a photograph of the seagull biting her face.
Oh, there it is, yeah. Jenny Mac. So hang on. So were they already friends at that stage, or was this how the friendship began?
Maybe this is the breakup.
Right.
Her seagull bestie, Bernie.
Of course.
He regurgitated crabs onto the floor before knocking over ornaments in the excitement of smelling Haley's day-old potato wedges.
So, there's a lot of detail in that sentence.
He broke into her house, bit her on the face,
yeah,
broke her veneers.
Wow.
Puked on the floor. The woman tried putting an end to the chaos by picking up the gull, but was forced to throw him out of the window after he attacked her. When you're throwing your friend out a window, I mean, that's the stage.
Ray Foley.
You gotta reevaluate your life choices. You gotta assess your Facebook friends list. You know what I'm saying? Play Bruno Mars for your next.
The Today FM School.
Bruno Mars and Just the Way You Are. This is Today FM. Playing all the fabulous love songs this afternoon. Slowed it right down for your Friday.
Are you someone special there in your life?
You're thinking of someone you love. And you love her just the way she is.
Tell them.
Hey, girl. Hey, girl, I love you just the way you are. Today, I'm playing the music you love. Good day, it's Ray Foley for Friday. Still on the way, we're going to try and give away €30,621.85 on the Today FM cash machine. That call happened between 3 and 4. And we want to give away a trampoline with worldofwondertoys.ie, €200 to spend at worldofwondertoys.ie. That's coming up, and DJ J.O. will be joining us shortly too. Oh, yes. Oh, we're doing okay now, 51 minutes
surviving, in. Surviving, yeah.
We're doing okay, we were out last night. Celebrations galore. Feeling a little bit gentle and tender today. It's an auberge kind of day, as I call it. An auberge kind of a day.
Now, when you say auberge, I think of two things.
Go on.
One of them is an aubergine. And
right.
The other is a song by 80s favourite...
Chris Rea.
Yeah.
It's also a town in France, isn't it?
Okay.
Auberge, yeah. Right. So three things. Aubergines... I wonder, aubergines, do they originate from the Auberge region or the Auberge area?
I'll have to look into it, Ray.
Have we discussed this before, that when I'm hungover or I'm seedy, I listen to Auberge on a loop?
You have never told me in 20-odd years,
I am hooked on this song. I love this song. I mean, it's just, particularly, it must be chemical or something, that when I'm feeling like a little bit of the fear and a little bit worse for wear after being... like up late or out late the night before, all the next day, like this is my equivalent of, I don't know, a Big Mac meal and a large Coke. Auberge by Chris Rea on a loop, and there's a 6-minute version of it on Spotify.
Lovely.
And I just listened to the whole thing. It's amazing. It has to be a chemical thing, I think, because whatever it does, it plugs directly into my nervous system.
I mean, it's not like you're a Chris Rea fan generally.
No, but I swear to God, I absolutely love him. Begging for mercy, singing please bless the breeze. This is the naked truth. This is the light. There's only one place left to go. Where, Chris? Tell us, where is it? My other hangover, I swear, it must be chemical. It must be like something in my... Because it's not... Generally, I wouldn't be into them. But on a tender day, on a delicate day... Mm. Does anyone else have this thing where you've got songs or a playlist of songs or specific songs that are like they speak directly to you on a day where you've been out late the night before? I've got two others. One is ABBA, Gimme Gimme Gimme.
Well, that's a tune anyway.
Uh-huh.
That works any day.
Well, there's something particular about it, like...
Oh, Jesus.
This is another song from my Auberge day. And in particular, the bit in between the regular bit and the chorus. What do you call that? A bridge?
A bridge
or a hook or something? It's like, there's not a soul out there. Wait for it now. Hang on.
Pre-chorus.
Wait. No, this bit. Here. And then really whatever about the chorus, but the bit where... It's where
ramping
it's,
up.
Where, yeah, the bam 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 bam.
Gimme, gimme, gimme.
Oh, unbelievable! On my Auberge days, I like Chris Rea, I like ABBA, and I like.
Oh yes, please.
And again, plug it into me. Hook it up to my veins. Annie Lennox and Broken Glass, Walking on Broken Glass. I tell you what, I'm going to play one of them in the mix a little bit later on. Mix it Friday after 4 o'clock this afternoon, kicking off your weekend right here on Today FM. In the meantime, your All Irish track of the week. It's from Conor Byrne. This is Today FM. Holding on, but barely. Little mix. All my exes.
Shout out to my ex.
Thank you. Ed Sheeran was before that. Castle on the Hill. Today FM playing the music you love, Ireland. Good afternoon. Hello. I'm Ray. It's JP. Feeling nice today.
Groovy.
Feeling very aubergey actually today. It's an auberge kind of day. And what that means is, it means that I had a late night the night before. I may have overindulged. And as a result, I'm playing Auberge on my headphones by Chris Rea. Oh my God. There's something happens in my brain. In my balance.
Is it the tempo or something?
I don't know what it is. And by the way, I'm not a Chris Rea fan per se. Aside from driving home for Christmas or whatever, you know, but I wouldn't be a fanboy. Also, I would be too young to have been like a proper Chris Rea fan, but there's something specifically about that song. Oh, stop. Stop it. And when I'm hungover, it's my go-to. That, ABBA Gimme Gimme Gimme, and Annie Lennox Walking on Broken Glass.
So good.
Oh! 0874-100-102. Ray, I don't listen to a specific song when I'm hungover, but I have to sing really loud and badly along to whatever is on the radio. I can sing in tune normally, but I intentionally sing off-key on these occasions. It just makes me feel better. I don't know, is it the mass exodus of air or something, but it definitely helps from Fiona Waterford. Yeah, I do a bit of singing along, Fiona, but it's not necessarily that. It's just something about those three songs just make me feel so much better when I'm feeling so bad. I get it, I'm an ICU nurse, and similar to your hangover songs, I had a playlist to psych myself up going into work during COVID. Riverboat Song by Ocean Colour Scene was the top
tune,
of it.
Tune, yes.
Oh, will you stop?
Yes.
Hey, John, put in Riverboat Song there, will you, by Ocean Colour Scene.
Hey, John.
John.
Put in Ocean Colour Scene there.
He's waiting.
Oh, he's making hand gestures.
He says he wants us to play it twice.
Was that the thumbs up? It was something.
No, we just want to play it the once. Lads, what about Blaming on the Weatherman by Bewitched? That's my hangover cure. Oh, and No Sacrifice by Elton John, sorted from Matt. But it's No Sacrifice. And Ray, there's only one song that can lift me out of a dark hangover, and it's the voice of an angel. That is Johnny Logan singing Hold Me Now from Patrick in Louth. And Claire WhatsApped us 0874-100-102. Clara, what's up?
I know what you mean, Ray. Mm. My hangover song is Look at what's happened to me. I can't believe in myself.
What's that? That's the greatest
American. The start.
The greatest American hero.
Yeah.
Suddenly I'm up on top of the world.
You get the rest.
Should have been somebody. Do I still have it? Yeah, it was there. I played it a few minutes ago. Stop, skim on.
It should have been somebody else. Believe it or not, I'm walking on air. I never thought I could feel so free. Flying away on a wing and a prayer. Who could it be?
This is our Believe it or not, Jen Lore song, is it?
Me.
Ridiculous. Her dopes. And John Lewis of... I'm so cynical about this. Well, the whole John Lewis thing is a cynical thing, isn't it?
Tugging on the old heartstrings, there they are.
Make a sad ad, put a song on it, and get everyone talking about your shop in the 6 weeks before Christmas. And now they're all at it, like Aldi does it. Does Lidl do one?
Probably.
Tesco and Marks and Spencer's, they've all got like a... Oh, isn't that lovely?
Lily Allen was one of the first ones to do it when she covered Keane, wasn't it?
Yeah. Wasn't that was for John Lewis as well, wasn't it? There's a postmodern jukebox. Have a listen. It's a cover. This is what they use on the... Now, it's a cover of a well-known song. See if you know the song.
I'm not recognising it so far.
All the... small things.
I think it's pretty obvious.
Okay. I got it now. I think. Yeah.
True care, truth brings. I'll take one lift. Your ride, best trip.
And they got me this year. They got me because they used a great song.
Always, I know.
Although
better, yeah. This version is.
I prefer to go upbeat on Fridays. You know what I mean?
Oh.
DJ Joe on the radio in a few minutes. Now turn it up. Blink 182, it's a DFM. Blink 182, all the small things. Today FM, we play the music you love. Ireland, good afternoon. My name's Ray, there's JP.
Hi.
Text 0874 100 102 on songs that make you feel a little bit better on those worse for wear days. Bittersweet Symphony. Is the cure-all song for me. Just need to hear the first few notes and all worries fade away from Shelley. Oh, Shelley, now you're talking. Bitter, sweet. The Verve, isn't it?
Yep.
Why do I have Sophie Ellis Bextor? That's a different song. Bittersweet. I've got Coldplay, Bittersweet Symphony. Are you joking me? Verve. There it is. I've only got a couple of... That's funny, isn't it? Please hold. Here it is.
Oh, that's restful, isn't it? Yeah, that's nice.
5 minutes of this. Bum, 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 bum. What's the other one then that puts me in mind of that? Guy Garvey, who's he?
Guy Garvey was in the band Elbow, Ray. We met him once at an awards do and he was as charming in the flesh as you'd imagine him to be.
Is it grounds for divorce or the other one? What's the other one that makes me... One day like this makes me... Oh, that's... Now that's a proper... Now this is a hungover day song. If ever there was one. Skim on there, please. Stop the lights.
Blinking in the morning sun. Shaking off the heavy one. Heavy light.
Can I just skim onto the chorus, please?
Oh, anyway.
Here it is.
It's looking like a beautiful day.
You know what? We're going to have to put together a playlist with everyone's texts because these are all beautiful. These are all doing it for me. Gary's over there, all right, Gaz? 0874 100 102.
Ah, Ray, after a night on the lash.
Pick your song for us.
And throw on a bit of Nick Berry.
What?
Every loser wins.
Oh. Nick Berry.
Yes.
And every loser wins.
I'm not former EastEnders heartthrob.
And Heartbeat. He sang the Heartbeat song, didn't he?
For that was yesterday. This is a dream, and we must live for
now. Every loser wins from Nick Berry for Gareth.
Every loser wins once the dream begins. In time you'll see.
One of the powerful voices. It sounds very like...
Can't believe that I'm
and again, there's another one. don't care what you say. Are we doing DJ J.O. or what? Seriously.
DJ J.O. This is DJ J.O.
Yeah, sturdy. It's after three, so it's time for me, DJ J.O. here. Bring you a tune to liven up your afternoon. Do it in a style. But please do not touch that dial. We are putting the freak into frequency.
D.
It's 100 to 102. Your Today FM's on the radio. 3:25 there now.
J.
Starting. Oh, I'm so hungover. Bear with.
D.
Yeah.
J.
All right.
D.
I'm so hungover.
J.
I think even a little cry on that. Like.
DJ. J.
Say J-O. Kill, kill, kill. Mickey's been on to a set. Says, all right, J-O. All right, Mickey. He says, J-O, what do you call two boards stuck together? Velcros. Nice one, Mickey. Want to say good afternoon to Nikki. Good afternoon to you, Nikki. She or he says, J-O, just heard me grief counsellor died. Yeah, just heard the news now. I tell you, he was so good at his job, I couldn't care less. Cheers, Nicky. He was a grief counsellor. Did you get it? Shout out to Ricky there. He says, J-O, I'm after eating a load of alphabeti spaghetti. That's right, alphabeti spaghetti. I'm expecting to have a massive vowel movement later on. Nice one, Ricky.
Well, it's better than being consonant.
That's pretty good.
Do you like it? That's better being unconsonant.
Actually, speaking of movements, here's something to put in your calendar there. Next Monday, we're starting Diarrhea Awareness Week. Yeah, it runs until Friday. And on that note, I gotta run myself. Gonna leave us with a chill from 2011. Well, Calvin Harris feels so close to Today FM.
DJ J-O.
I feel so close to you right now. It's a force field.
I
wear my.
Louis Capaldi and Forget Me. This is Today FM. We play the music you love. We've got a trampoline. It's got a bit of bounce in your weekend. You'll be hopping mad if you don't win this trampoline. We've got a 12-foot by 8-foot rectangular trampoline and a €200 voucher for worldofwondertoys.ie to give away. This is our last shot at this, actually, if you want to get in to win. Text the word bounce along with your name and where you're from. 0874 100 102 worldofwondertoys.ie, a fully Irish owned company with all of the top toy brands available. You can visit one of the seven stores in Clonmel, Cork, Ennis, Killarney, Loughrea, Mallow or Nenagh, or just go on the website worldofwondertoys.ie. They deliver between 1 to 3 days standard delivery all over Ireland. So to get in to win the trampoline, bounce, B-O-U-N-C-E. Do I seriously need to tell you how to spell bounce?
Well, you just did.
I mean, for the love of God. Seriously, guys. You need to put it, as a listener, you need to put in the work. B-O-U-N-C-E. Or just let the phone auto-correct for you. And send it in. 0874 100 102. Along with your name, where you're from, text or WhatsApp. Thank you. Anne-Marie and Niall Horan. This is Today FM. Can you hear me calling? Niall Horan and Anne-Marie, that's everywhere. This is Today FM. worldofwondertoys.ie is the website. They've given us €200 to spend online. Or rather, a 12 by 8 foot elite rectangular trampoline. So we're going to play our bouncy quiz, yeah.
Now don't shoot me.
What?
I have bounce questions today. They may not be the best.
Not particularly bouncy.
It's ringing. That's Drogheda, definitely.
Drogheda.
100%, yeah.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, sorry, hello.
Hello?
Yeah, sorry, I had my Bluetooth on there, sorry.
Oh, no worries. That's Stephanie, is it?
It is indeed, yeah.
Hi, Stephanie. My name's Juan. I'm just calling with regards to your mobile phone insurance, mobile phone cover.
Hi, Juan, how's it going?
Do you... No, it's Juan. Juan.
Juan.
With the
Juan.
H.
Sorry about that.
With the H on the J.
The phlegm at the back of the neck,
that's
yeah?
That's it, yeah.
Just wondering if you have any cover, if you'd like to cover screen repair, theft, breakage, accidental damage or water damage.
Oh, you're a bit late. I just got a new phone last week.
Oh, well, there you go. And it's covered. It's all working.
Yeah.
Stephanie's Rain JP here. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. How's it going?
Good, yeah. Are you looking forward to the weekend? What are you up to?
I might head out for a few pints tomorrow.
Oh, very nice. Yeah, for a Saturday night, where's your regular? Are you planning going somewhere in particular?
Moran's in Mornington, near Bettystown. I don't know if you probably haven't heard of it.
I've heard of Bettystown, yeah. I know a few people from Bettystown, actually.
There's a nice, cosy pub there.
Lovely. Right, come here. Let me sort you out for a trampoline. You can go trampoline before or after your night out tomorrow night. How about that?
Yeah, sounds good, yeah.
We're going to play a bouncy quiz. I need you to be able to bounce, though. You need to be able to
bounce.
You got to bounce up and down. If you're not bouncing, you don't win anything. Do you hear me?
Okay, I'll do my best, yeah.
Where's my trampoline noises? I've lost them. I'll give you dings. I'll give you a ding for every right answer you give me, all right?
Okay, how many do I have to guess?
25. It's a long quiz. We're going to be here to the last
How's
word.
How's the lung capacity there, Steph?
Oh, it's not great.
5. You got to get 5 dings, right?
Okay.
Question 1. Start bouncing, Stephanie.
Bounce.
Okay, I'm bouncing.
Good.
Can you hear me?
Do you have any shout-outs you'd like to give before we get into the questions?
Say hello to my wee lad, Ross.
Ross?
Yeah.
Hi to
I
Ross.
I haven't told him yet, so don't hit him.
Okay, yeah, well, listen. Ross, how old is he?
He's 7.
7. Oh, he'll have great cracking a 12-foot trampoline.
Keep bouncing.
So will I.
If you win and if you keep bouncing. Right, question 1. What do you call the bouncy headbands Zig and Zag sometimes had on their heads?
Oh, God.
What are they called?
Oh, no.
Began with a Z.
Zog.
Oh.
Zog.
Zog.
Zogabongs.
Zogabongs. Yeah, you're right there, bouncy.
Woo!
Question 2. Name an Australian animal other than a kangaroo that bounces.
Bounces.
That isn't a kangaroo, something else.
I don't know, a wallaby?
Yeah.
Woo!
What word rhymes with bounce and it starts with the letter T and it means to inflict a heavy defeat?
Trounce?
Yeah. Keep bouncing. Keep bouncing.
Oh my God.
You keep bouncing or we'll be trouncing.
Respect the quiz.
When a person recovers from a setback, they're said to what back?
Bounce back.
Keep bouncing!
Name
the character in the kids' TV show The Magic Roundabout who had a spring instead of legs.
Wow, oh,
Zebedee. Zebedee is right. Zebedee. You're absolutely right.
Woo-hoo.
Hey, you got it. Oh, Zebedee's
right. Stop now.
You can stop bouncing now, yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's your exercise done now for the week. You've earned that.
It sure
you've
is,
earned,
yeah.
The, earned the night out now tomorrow night. Fair play to you.
For sure, yeah.
Well done, madam. Listen, we've got a €200 voucher for worldofwondertoys.ie. They can deliver within 1 to 3 days and a 12x8-foot rectangular Elite trampoline for you as well. Well done.
Oh, my God. Listen, thanks a million.
You're welcome,
man. Unbelievable start to the weekend.
Great sport, Stephanie. Thanks for coming out. Have a lovely weekend.
Love the show, Ray. Thanks a million.
Another happy winner and the satisfied customer on the broadcast. Right, stick around. Play Mimi Webb and Harry Styles for you right after this. It's at AFM. Mimi Webb goes to you. This is Today FM. Play the music you love. Mix it Friday for your Friday afternoon. After 4 o'clock, between 4 and 5:30. Doing the school pick-up. Looking forward to the mix already. Love the show from Emma A. Give Emma an A. Hey. Ray, you got to play Gimme, Gimme, Gimme in the mix, please, from Liam. Oh, yes, I said I was either going to play Gimme, 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 Auberge by Chris Rea, or Walking on Broken Glass by Annie Lennox in the mix, because they're my hangover song. Ray, please play Walking on Broken Glass. My 5-year-old Luke Ronan from Cork absolutely loves it.
Ray Foley.
He's constantly asking the smart speaker to play it. I told you I'm playing one of them. I'll stick that on. Kicking off Mixing Friday next, right here. Showless. Come on, here it comes.
There ain't a problem that we can't fix, cause we can do it in the mix. Now if your man gets you trouble, we'll be in there on the double. Guaranteed that we'll be hitting for 6. Come on, yeah.
This is going out. I mean, this is on the air. Seriously, I'm having the best time. Thank you for letting me do this. You were the sweetest thing. Corncraft 400, Zombie Nation. AFM, Mix It Friday. Wrapping up proceedings for another week.
That was a proper mix. That was good. That was good.
I'm puffed. Joshua and Harry.
Yay, Friday.
Yay.
Friday.
Are we going out for pints?
Yeah. I'm going out for new pints today.
Only new pints, though.
New pints. Few pints left. Declan's over there, right, Declan?
Yeah, my folly. Now you're sucking diesel, mate.
Yeah, sucking diesel and indeed keeping her lips. This is the FM 0874 100 102. Banger, lads. Angela, line dancing in Mayo Yahoo. That was the 5678, I imagine. Unless you were line dancing to Kerncraft. To Zombie Nation. Great mix, especially the numbers mixing from the end to eight to the start of four little words. Martin, that was a fluke. I'm not going to lie. I didn't plan that. Ray, the mix is just what we need this afternoon to give us in Country Crest a push on with the potato harvest. Shout out to all the lads from Gavin. Keep her lit. P.S. Love the show. Hey, can you give a shout out? A massive shout out to all of us in the postal and scanning gang. We're here in Sligo. Lots of love from Elaine. She says, love the show. Hey. And say a happy 50th birthday to my friend Ger in Dublin, please, from Chris in Mullingar. Ger, hello, from Chris. And Ray, will you wish my husband, Tommy Bryan, a happy birthday for tomorrow, please. I just spent a week at the Lake Hotel in Killarney and another week off work next week. Very nice. Love the show. Hey. Thanks a million. Lots of love from Susan. And thanks for all the texts and WhatsApps. Oh, on the usual number. So much we didn't get to do on the show. I swear to God, Jeff. A busy old week and a busy old show. So much we didn't get to do on the show today. We didn't get to do Christopher Walken on Broken Glass.
Of course, yeah.
Where veteran actor Christopher Walken proves he's a real hard nut by walking on broken glass in Christopher Walken on Broken Glass. And we didn't get to do Trampoline McGlynn.
Terrible.
Trampoline McGlynn.
Awful. Sorry.
Trampoline McGlynn. Trampoline McGlynn. Or Mrs. Doyle.
Yeah.
Go on, go on, go on.
That actress.
She jumps up and down on a Trampoline McGlynn. On a trampoline.
Yeah.
We'll get to that on Monday. Hey, we're on breakfast on Monday morning, actually. Have a lovely weekend. Matt's on the way next. I don't want to